preparations?
Yeah, I think you do the best you can to recover as we begin our preparations. You know, that's just part of it. You know, you're going to take typically. I know late in my career, if you played on a Thursday, you're going to take some soreness into the game. Typically, the older guys for sure, some of the younger guys even. So that's a little different, taking soreness into a ball game. But we're going to be excited to play, So that's kind of how we're looking at it. Tough set of circumstances. We don't mind tough things. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
From the preparation standpoint, the fact that you guys played earlier in the season, does that make it easier in terms of?
I think both teams from that standpoint. It helps a little bit. You're not scrambling to get to know somebody. I think that's both teams experience that.
What sticks out of your mind from that first game against them? Anything sticking your craw from that first loss?
They won. That bothers me. But yeah, they earned it. They outplayed us that day. So, we're nothing beyond that,
With Derek and his finger, did you do a shotgun snap to survey? Was that something you tried in practice behind the center, snapping from the center?
No, that was our plan going in, and we'll put together another plan this week, and I'm not going to divulge whether it's going to be that or whether he'll go back under. But, obviously you saw that we operated just fine. He's comfortable either way, really. And so, we'll put together a good plan, be ready to go.
How do you think you guys ran from that shotgun?
Good. Yeah, I think the rotation there has been really healthy, and it's been productive. So we've got a good group there. They all. It's not so much about individuals; it's more about us and what we're doing. And I feel like that's a good group.
DeAndre Washington's been inactive last week. Is that just a matter of other guys you need
out? Yeah. I told him there's nothing that he did. It's a shame that you have to put some of these healthy guys down that you like them as players and they work so hard during the week and they're ready to roll. But that's the way it's mandated. So we put down, when we have to, we just make those tough choices. But it's tough to put guys that are healthy and raring to go down.
Nate Allen came here a couple of years ago as a free agent and started at first. And now he's played almost exclusively special teams. And then when you need him to come in, he winds up making a play on a tip pass. And he's played almost every single special team snap for you this year. How has he settled into that role?
He's a pro. Yeah. He's done a real nice job, being unselfish, just doing what he can for the team and always being prepared into the game plan and ready to go on a moment's notice. So a lot like TJ stepping in a bigger role, with DJ going down. I feel like, Nate really has been a pro. And, good solid player. It's good to have that kind of depth that we can go to. And certainly, he's had an impact for us on special teams throughout the year, but showed up big yesterday.
Talked a lot about the undrafted guys. Another one came to the pass there from the sack. What did you see from him this time?
He's aware. I mean, the guy had a ton of sacks in college, and, he's got natural ability. He's got great awareness. I think, when you have a quarterback that runs around like Tyrod does, it's good to have awareness because you never know where he might pop up. And I thought he did a great job adjusting his rush right there and closing the lane off and getting the sack.
Is that another one of those good stories that you like, a guy that gets cut and hurt and practice squad and comes back and then makes a good play?
It is. It's a great story. I mean, we have so many of these young guys that are creating their own stories, and they're – their desire and their effort, their energy, and it's healthy for the team to have that around. And, we let guys earn their way, and these guys that have come in, no matter how you get here, once you get here, take advantage of the opportunity. And he has. He's really a dependable guy. He works really hard, very diligent, and happy to see him have that success yesterday.
Had this discussion a couple of times this year, but it seemed almost even more so yesterday about the complimentary – the three phases. I mean, that 29-point run, it was like a snowball with one feeding into the other.
It really was, and it was each of the three phases contributing, and that's that complimentary football we're looking for, and it was an awesome display of it right there for that run. And you know, you get Marquette, you know, pinning it down, you know, Andre going down in Taiwan and working that ball and getting it stopped there at the two, and defense coming up with a big turnover, and offense taking advantage of it and scoring. This just a good run in all three phases, doing well. There was good coverage on the kickoff, and then, you know, another three and out or turn, you know, just had a nice run there where, you know, we were just putting it back to back to back, and good play.
Yeah, you talked last year, your first year here, it was a matter of the culture was that you wanted to teach these guys how to compete. This year was about teaching them how to win. Now at 10-2, what is the next step for you as far as this culture?
Next week. It's the next week, yeah. Continue to win. It's, you know, we're going to do the same thing we've been doing. We work hard to recover. You know, obviously a challenge this week on a shorter week. So that means part of how we've worked up to this point will pay into it, will play into it.
People tell you that you've changed the culture, so to speak. How do you react to that?
Well, I agree with them. That's one of the things that we did, you know. but it's not me alone. It's us. It's what we have done. It's what, you know, all the people in this building – everybody plays a part, you know, and that's what I believe in. It's an inclusive kind of deal. I provided a vision. I provided that. But beyond that, it's us. It has to be about all of us. It's all of the coaches, all of the players, Will and his staff. You know, we're all in it. I mean, really. And I mean that sincerely. You know, we're all in it. We're all in it. And we all play a small part of it. And together, collectively, we can do special things.
Is it kind of like the chicken and the egg, though, where what comes first, the changing of the culture or the winning?
Yeah, that's been brought up in last year a little more than this year, but because there was talk about that. Well, you have to win first. Well, I don't think I agree with that. I think you change the way you look at yourself. You change the way you look at each other. And then through that process and through the challenging every day and committing yourself every day and the unselfishness and all those things and doing it because it's right and really truly committing to excellence, I think when you start doing those things, then the wins come. I don't think you wait till you win to join up, you know. And what we have is buy-in. Will and his staff have been really good. It's all inclusive, and it's all about us, and that's what we're doing, and that's how we're going to do things.
You sent a message the first week by going for the 2 points at the end of the game and winning, and all the players bought into that. Was it another message yesterday when you got within two to not go for two? As in, we got a lot of time left. We're not worried about it right now.
Well, it wasn't really messaging, but that was the thought process. Yeah. That there was a lot of ball game left, and we didn't want to begin chasing points. And so, yeah, I mean, made a conscious decision to wait. And then a little bit later when the situation came up, we went ahead and went for two. But, we're going to make decisions that make sense for us, you know, and I've said that. My job is to lean on the information I'm getting and, you know, have the guts to make the call that I think is best for us. And that's how we're going to do it.
You've been so good at converting the two-point conversions this year. Does that weigh into it much? Or were you thinking, hey, we're 4 for 5. We can get this one, too.
No, I don't get carried away with it. So.
I know the first half, you guys have 30 seconds left. You're all 15, and you had a good green light. Does that show the confidence you have in the offense, or was your thought process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, we had a couple timeouts, so I thought we'd have an opportunity to move it and use those timeouts and give ourselves potentially a kick or better. And we did it beautifully there. You know, we made some plays and, you know, managed the clock well and got down there and then Seabass made the kick. So it was a nice way to end the half, you know, to get points right there.
You guys have developed kind of that MO of being able to grind see some of the quality from the Chiefs? I mean, they
yeah.
see the way they
win. They have too, yeah.
Two-point conversion.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of different ways to win in this league. You know, the good teams find a way to win, and they've done that. They've done that as well. So I think they have four or five comeback wins themselves. So, you know, both teams know what it looks like to win. So should be a great game.
Jack, for, you know, all of the you know, the markers of resiliency and whatnot for having those comeback wins, is it a little less comfortable when you think about you have to win these games by coming back? I mean, how would you long for the day of having a lead, protecting it, winning that way?
No, I'm not longing for any other kind of days. I'm enjoying, you know, us working hard and trying to maximize, you know, our production each and every week. And, you know, we're enjoying it. We're enjoying the process of preparing. We're enjoying the competition. And our guys are just looking forward to the next opportunity we get to go compete.
What's it been like to have Bruce on the other side, three sacks in three games, and at times when maybe when Mac makes a play, he's driving traffic back, he's preventing and escape route. Like, what's it like to have both edges going at the same time, and what's Bruce kind of added as a complimentary piece there?
Yeah, I think exactly that. He's a complimentary rush, aggressive rush guy on the opposite side that makes it difficult to lean too heavily one way or the other. And you know, those guys, they bring it. They bring it. They play a lot of snaps, and they bring it every snap. And yeah, really happy to have Bruce. I think he's been a great addition for us. And you guys have been asking, so I didn't ask about Mario yet, but he is going to return to practice, and so we'll begin that window where we get him up to speed. And but he will be out there today. And no, I have not heard anything else on Alden yet.
What's the next question?
You did it again with Brendan Jackson yesterday. You know, off the practice squad into the game.
Mm-hmm.
How did you think he did?
I did pretty well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a rugged guy. He's packed on some weight since we first got him here. You know, he's closer to 290 now than whatever's listed, and doing a great job growing and working. He's loves to play, loves ball. We like collecting guys that love ball.
Jack, I know you talked about it with your local guys probably a lot, but when you think about the progression that Derek has made in his time as a pro, what has been the defining measure of that? What's the most impressive thing about how he's matured and going about his job?
I think the biggest thing is the consistency. I think he's very comfortable with, you know, what we're asking him to do and what the process is to prepare each week. You know, we've talked about a lot of different things, you know, how to protect his time, you know, from guys like you to come in here, you know, and you know, how when the games get bigger, there's, you know, more people around and got to protect your time. You know, you've got to protect your preparation time. You got to protect the time you get with your family. Those are things. So things like that all the way up. I just think he's maturing. He's maturing as a young player. He's maturing, and that's probably the thing that, you know, I'm most pleased with is obviously the productivity's, you know, awesome, but the way he's conducting himself, you know, the maturity, the handling it, continuing to heap praise on his teammates to make it more about us, not about any, you know, not about anything he's doing individually. It's more about us as a team, and I think that's really healthy for us.
Teams taking away or trying to take away Amari Cooper. Have you seen the tight ends kind of step up a little bit and take a bigger role?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Obviously, we saw that, you know, over the last couple of weeks. You know, Clive made some big catches. Michael made a couple of big catches yesterday. And, you know, I think no question, you know, we'll use the whole field. Derek's likes them all. So you use the backs and the tight ends as well as the wide receivers.
One more injury. Carl Joseph, was he shot
at play
Thursday or not really?
I would say he has a shot, but I think he'll end up being did not practice today, I would say. He's got a little boot on his foot, so and I don't know which one, and I don't know exactly why, but he won't be practicing today.
Do